What if everything you've been told about building wealth is deliberately designed to keep you poor? While traditional business advice preaches focus, originality, and careful goal setting, a new generation of entrepreneurs is quietly building fortunes by doing the exact opposite. They're running multiple businesses simultaneously, copying competitors without shame, and turning their rent payments into profit centers. This isn't theory. It's a proven playbook that's helped thousands escape the 9-to-5 trap without massive startup capital or trust funds. The question isn't whether this approach works, it's whether you're brave enough to ignore conventional wisdom and try it. We've been sold a dangerous lie: master one thing and success will follow. This advice creates catastrophic vulnerability. Become the world's best at your craft, and you're still replaceable. Pour everything into one venture, and a single market shift can wipe you out overnight. The uncomfortable truth? Success depends largely on timing and luck, factors completely outside your control. The only way to capture both is by taking more swings. Multiple ventures aren't a distraction. They're your insurance policy and your multiplication strategy. When you run several projects simultaneously, you spot patterns invisible to single-focus entrepreneurs. These connections become profit engines that compound in ways addition never could. Consider how a simple podcast can transform into a multi-million-dollar operation. What started as a $6,400 sponsorship deal exploded when combined with a Gmail productivity tool. By placing strategic pop-ups in the software interface to drive traffic to podcast sponsors, the value proposition skyrocketed. Sponsors now pay $150,000 annually. This cross-promotion opportunity simply wouldn't exist with only one project. The key is strategic allocation, not burnout. Follow the 3-focus rule. Dedicate 80% of your energy to your biggest potential earner and split the remaining 20% between 2 other ventures. In practical terms, that's 3 days on your primary project and scattered hours on more passive secondary income streams. This structure lets you test ideas, identify patterns, and launch new ventures using knowledge extracted from your current businesses. Every successful entrepreneur copies. They adapt others' ideas for new contexts. Wealthfront CEO copied Dropbox's referral system. New investors get their first $10,000 managed free, plus another $10,000 per referral. This generated a 15% conversion rate and millions in new assets. Study top-rated Airbnb listings for headline patterns, browse best-selling Etsy products for resident designs, and analyze top Upwork freelancers to decode pricing structures. Crowdfunding platforms like Patreon reveal real-time success. Reverse engineer their entire business models, from payment tiers to exclusive content strategies. Setting achievable goals is your biggest mistake. If goals feel attainable, they're holding you back. Focus on optimizing the system that produces outcomes, not the outcomes themselves. Systems generate goals at increasing speed with minimal input. Set audacious goals, then forget them. Build systems that produce desired outcomes repeatedly and automatically. One entrepreneur evolved from building custom Facebook pages at $700 each to developing software customers use themselves. Though initially difficult, recurring revenue had thousands paying $30 to $300 monthly, vastly superior to one-time payments. Test your system with the Starbucks process. Print instructions, offer strangers free coffee to follow your steps while reading aloud. Watch where they stumble. That's where your system needs refinement. During the California Gold Rush, Levi Strauss and Samuel Brannan made fortunes selling supplies while miners went broke. This pattern repeats in every gold rush. Most chase the gold rather than selling tools to the miners. While everyone obsesses over fidget spinners, you sell fidget spinner sticker kits. While Amazon profits from third-party sellers, you create inventory tracking software for those sellers. One entrepreneur identified venture capital as a modern gold mine. Instead of competing to become a VC, he sold data by inviting CEOs onto his podcast to share revenue figures and business metrics. VCs pay $5,000 to $15,000 monthly for this interview database. Don't ask consumers what they want. They'll point toward big ideas already being worked on. Instead, identify what successful businesses depend on and build that. Our strongest emotion is fear. 7 fear principles drive most sales. Fear of missing out, fear of the unknown, fear for your life, fear for your health, fear of losing freedom, fear of loneliness, and fear of failure. The most effective products tap multiple fears simultaneously. Profit from fear ethically by selling genuinely helpful products. A home security system profits from fear while genuinely protecting your family. In negotiations, fear works powerfully. The best strategy is negotiating when you don't have to, creating leverage by approaching from a position of having already decided to move on. Traditional financial advice says spend less. The new approach, turn expenses into income streams. The sharing economy enables this at scale, generating passive income while keeping expenses low, giving you patience to build better products without chasing desperate money. One entrepreneur covers his $2,700 mortgage plus $500 to $600 extra by Airbnb-ing his house 20 days monthly. Strategic optimization matters. Decrease nightly rates, but increase cleaning fees. Fees don't affect search rankings. Negotiate bulk discounts with cleaners and invest in professional photography. Beyond housing, opportunities multiply. Rent your car during work hours through Turo or HireCar, potentially covering payments entirely. Monetize office space via Breather and digital content using Patreon. One creator reached $2,300 monthly from just 29 patrons. Use Claim Compass or AirHelp for flight delay compensation, averaging $400 per claim. These aren't get-rich-quick schemes. They're systematic ways to extract value from inefficiencies. Every expense is a potential income stream. The question is whether you'll treat it as dead weight or a sleeping asset. To project success without depleting your bank account, leverage credit card points and services like FlightFox. One entrepreneur traveled first class to Bangkok for 45 days virtually free. Experts transformed his $1,000 business class option into luxury first class for just $120. Instagram influencers flaunting luxury lifestyles aren't necessarily wealthy. They're smart traders, exchanging reach for experiences. One entrepreneur bought a travel company for $3,000 that included a 100,000-plus follower Instagram account, recouped his investment after 10 sponsored posts, then negotiated free luxury hotel stays by offering property exposure. Elephant Hunting scores luxury accommodations at steep discounts. By proposing to host CEO dinners at a $799 a night San Francisco penthouse, one entrepreneur negotiated the rate to $333 a night. The owner valued networking opportunities beyond cash. Designer clothing becomes accessible through strategic relationships. After one purchase, a stylist offered to let a customer try a $4,500 Balmain jacket for the weekend. He never asked for it back. The boldest approach? Simply ask. One entrepreneur's assistant emailed an exotic car company offering an Instagram post for a free day with a $350,000 Rolls-Royce Ghost. They agreed immediately, saving $2,000. Find something to trade the other person wants, social media exposure, high net worth connections, or other value they can't easily buy. You're not begging for discounts. You're offering genuine value for experiences otherwise out of reach. Real estate generates passive income with minimal effort. One investor's 2 properties produce $1,661 monthly while requiring only 10 to 15 minutes of monthly reviews. Door knocking finds deals before public listings, securing better prices. Target properties within 10 miles of colleges. Student rental markets are nearly recession-proof. The approach: dress casually, knock on doors asking about vacancies. When owners say no, indicating strong demand, invite them to coffee to discuss selling. Offer 100 times monthly rent as purchase price. If a unit generates $2,000 monthly, offer $200,000. Banks require 25% down for investment properties, but only 5% if you'll live there. Buy a multifamily house, live in one unit while renting others. To buy with zero down, partner with family members who have savings. Ask sellers to loan you money after closing, or negotiate loans with property management companies in exchange for guaranteed business. you can buy companies with no money down through email negotiations. One entrepreneur bought 3 tech companies by 28 despite knowing nothing about coding. He acquired one for $1,000, gaining a working Chrome extension and 75,000-person email list worth $20,000 to $30,000. Target businesses with natural advantages, digital over brick and mortar, no employees, established user bases, and monopolies over free distribution channels. You don't need tech expertise, just ask about development time. If maintenance requires only an hour weekly, it's manageable. If they have 10 full-time developers, walk away. You can buy a $1 million company with 0 upfront cash by offering the seller 50% of revenue until they've received the full amount. Fortune favors the bold. One entrepreneur live-streamed himself walking around Austin's food truck hub with checkbook in hand, making investment deals on the spot. With 1.2 million viewers watching, he struck a $6,000 deal with Yummy Thai Food Truck in 20 minutes, 0.75 per meal until recouping his investment, then 0.10 perpetually. At Firehouse Hostel in Austin, he met an owner raising capital and invested $11,000, earning approximately $1,200 quarterly. Even with limited funds, you can start building investment capital creatively. One zero-cost strategy: become an email broker, connecting people with large email lists to those willing to pay for access. The simplest way to uncover new revenue opportunities is asking customers after checkout, "What other tools have you bought to help you solve this problem?" Growth isn't about acquiring more customers. It's about extracting more value from existing ones. Whether you have 5 customers paying $16,600 monthly or 100,000 customers paying $0.80 monthly, both reach $1 million annually. By deliberately limiting a customer base to around 50 people, one entrepreneur created scarcity while providing white-glove service, justifying premium pricing. The strategies aren't secret. They're just ignored by people too afraid to look foolish trying something unconventional.